Hey, check this out. Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. That's right. You're checking out the one and only Speaker TV, bringing the noise for you.
Music hit your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Hey.
Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey.
Give it what you
We're on our 71st tour now. 76 countries. 23 years. This is our seventh leg of a year and a half tour celebrating the 20th anniversary of Fear of a Black Planet. You got to make your road and then drive your vehicle on the road. The problem is you can have a nice vehicle, but if the road is mud, and usually the road is mud from an independent standpoint, you can get to lofty situations where corporations will make super highways for those that are able to pay the toll. Oh yeah, pay the toll, so to speak. If you don't have a passion for it, don't even get started.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, usually the problem is that people say, well, I'm doing this because this is what, you know, I want to get out of it. I'm like, don't look to liquidate so quickly.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn, I said never. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did.
Well, the founding fathers are DJs. Cool DJ Herc, Afrika Bambaataa, Grandmaster Flash. It came out of that, you know, out of the trio and other DJs like DJ Hollywood. At that time, we got on and started, you know, the revolution on college radio of playing hip-hop shows. Yo Burma Usher's show was groundbreaking all over the world, so. I mean, immediately. Because we were on, you know, Def Jam was the fledging, penetrating label, and we was a fledging, penetrating group. You had to make a statement performance-wise, so we made early statements of making sure that our performances would be head-on-head with any other group, even rock groups, you know, when we travel with, you know, thrash metalers like Anthrax. Anytime a black person ran their mouth in the 80s in the area of R&B, which is Reagan and Bush, you know, it was considered political, because as opposed to silence, you know, we were considered noise. That's why we said bring the noise. Creating these own worlds, the internet had always made it possible, and we got involved with the web out of saving grace away from the corporations as early as 1998. First rap band to walk away from a $1 million contract, which was a statement even to this day. It's like, not take your shit and keep it, you know? So we delved right into the world of the web, and that became a saving grace in a lot of different ways. It helped us form our own structures, our own relationships with world promoters. I make it easy for you, because I graduated as a graphic student in 84. And I designed this logo, which is the most important logo in rap music and hip hop history. So I just say, hey, take the logo and see what you can do with it. Do what you gotta do.
Speaker TV.